This Psychology Science Minute brought to you by the School of Psychology at Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Bethany Wellman, clinical psychology doctoral student. After Megan's Law passed in 1996, establishing the first sex offender registry, the public could find out where sex offenders lived in their communities. Researchers examined registered sex offenders living in five of the states with 45% of the national population: California, Texas, Michigan, New York, and Florida. In 2012, researchers identified that Florida's registry of 56,000 registered sex offenders included offenders that were deceased, incarcerated, hospitalized, deported, or living in another jurisdiction. When accounting for these factors, this study found that recalculated rate for Florida was only 132 instead of 300 sex offenders per 100,000 residents, and concluded that 60% of all sexual offenders listed in the Florida registry were not living in the community after all. Accurate data are needed. Inaccurate listing registry numbers are misleading and spike community fears regarding stranger danger. The majority of sex offenders are within the family, known to victims. Teach children, no one has the right to touch your body without your permission. Say no, and immediately tell another trusted adult. Get to know all your neighbors. The more friendly your eyes, the more support and protection for everyone. It takes a neighborhood. That's your Florida Tech Psychology Science Minute. I'm Bethany Wellman. We hope we got you thinking.